Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, May 23rd. Stars like the Sun aren't massive enough to become black holes when they die. But there's a possible exception to that rule. If the star is born with a small black hole inside it. The idea was first proposed by Stephen Hawking, and it's supported by a recent study. Normally, a star like the Sun just isn't massive enough to collapse to make a black hole. But the universe might be sprinkled with black holes created in the Big Bang. Such black holes could be just about any mass, from almost nothing to as heavy as a star. Such a black hole could be incorporated into a newly forming star. There, it would slowly eat the star from the inside. Over time, that process could account for some of the star's energy production. But the black hole might reach a tipping point where it would gobble the rest of the star, converting the whole thing into a black hole. Measuring the vibrations at the surfaces of sun-like stars might reveal the presence of black holes inside them, eating them from the inside. The new study says that a black hole up to about 1/1,000,000th of the Sun's mass could be at work inside the Sun today. If it's there, within 100 million years it could cause the Sun to drop to about half of its current brightness. The Sun then would puff up to many times its current size and shine brighter for billions of years. After that, it would collapse to form a black hole. More about black holes tomorrow. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.